All right, we're in Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Here we go. So the Gemara says that famous Gemara. I'll just start from the end of the last Amud. Ki yotzei ba'ata omer lo yikar shimcha od Yaakov ki im Yisrael yeshimcha. That your name will no longer be called Yaakov, but your name will be called Yisrael. Lo she Yaakov yikar Yaakov mimkomo. Not that the name Yaakov will be uprooted from its place. Eli Yisrael ikar v'Yaakov tafelo. Rather, Yisrael will become the ikar, and Yaakov will become tafel. The problem with that, as the Gemara itself raises, is then why in the world did Avram Avinu have his name Gutani Bar Kapara, Kola Avraham over Baosei. But Avraham, his name stays, once his name switched to Avraham, you're no longer able to go back. It says, Vahaya Shimcha Avraham, you over in Alav. Sarai's name switches to Sarah. So the question is, why Avram's name is a fixed Isser to go back to the old name, but Yaakov not? So first of all, you have a very famous mashal here that's sandwiched in between the two names, the Yaakov and the Avram. Mashal amaha davar dome, la'adam shaya mahalach bederech, a person who was going on the way, upoga bo ze'ev, it's right at the beginning of the Amud, and he encounters a wolf, right, upoga bo ze'ev v'nitzam, and he's saved from it. And hayim esaper v'holach, he used to tell that story everywhere about the Zev. And then all of a sudden he encounters a lion and he's saved from it. He would tell that story. And then he encounters a snake and then he was saved from it. He forgot the mice of Shneim, meaning he always keeps moving on. Af kach Yisrael, tsaros achronos mishkachas et arishonos. The latter tsaros make one forget the original tsaros. So first of all, that mashal is very illustrative. It's used by Rav Hutner to explain the answer of Chaim Brisker, why the Rambam left out the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, why the Rambam left out Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim versus Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechiris Mitzrayim versus Sipur Mitzrayim. Sipur Mitzrayim is counted, Zechiris Mitzrayim is not counted. Famous distinction in the Rambam, Reb Chaim Brisker, a lot of Torah on that. I know I've given a shir on that here before. But one of the answers that Chaim Brisker, of Soloveitchik quotes and others, is that that perhaps the mitzvah of the Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah ledoros for future generations. Why? Because in the future, Mishkachas Achronos, we're going to forget, we're going to remember Mishkachas the Rishonos. We're going to move on from the old Tsaros because we're going to have the next one. That's how Rav Hutner explains Rav Chaim Brisker's answer, that the who argues that maybe it's not counted by the Rambam because the Rambam only counts mitzvahs that are noach for all generations, not in the future. There's not going to be noach in the future. The problem with that answer is that when we say something's not noach ledoros, we mean that it was a horah shah, a one-off shot. Not that it's going to be canceled in the future. That's got nothing to do with this discussion. But
that's a mistake. You forget about what happened.
No, it's saying you always go to the last one is very indicative of what you remember, and therefore you focus on the last one. But either way, back to this Yaakov and Yisrael name. So why does actually the Torah keep switching back and forth between Yaakov and Yisrael, but Avram not? So the Avodas Yisrael, the Koshnitz Ermagen says, by Avram only a hay was added, so it's not a huge difference. Yeah, but by Yaakov it was a total change, and we're afraid people were going to forget the lesson of the old name. So you have to be able to flip back.
Nobody uses the name Yisrael at all.
Of course, but Torah always goes back and forth between Yaakov and Yisrael. Whether you use it or not.
We don't use it at all.
Base Yaakov. We call a whole school Base Yaakov. Base Yaakov.
We don't use Yisrael.
Oh, his higher name. Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. We took on his name. We took the name. So Yisrael and Yaakov is used. The Lubavitcher Rebbe in Lakutei Sichus says that the Jew needs to have both avodas. That of Yaakov. Yaakov is be'ikvo be'mirma. Sometimes you got to use chokhma, right, to figure out a way a chap. And sometimes you use Yisrael, which is the higher station that a person uses. Each place calls for its own type of battle. You got to know which one to use at the right time. Rav Tzadok Akon of Lublin, the Tzitkos Tzadok, says there are three types of love: minor love, avazuta; great love, avaraba; and then avasolam. Three types of love. The main attribute of Yaakov was the attribute of avas olam, eternal love. As it says, Yaakov avinu lo meis, that he didn't die, the Gemara says. So ordinarily, love is usually a temporary manifestation, and then someone moves on from it. Let's say after they lose a loved one, a person begins to be able to heal and move on from that, the love changes form. It doesn't go away, but it changes form. We assume this kind of love, an Ava Rabba, which is an Ava of Nitzchias, so that's associated with Yaakov, who established Marv. right? So the different, meaning the answer of tzedakah is going that it focuses on different modalities of how love operates in the world. You have other answers to this kasha that told us Yaakov Yosef says, Vayechi Yaakov, that the name Yisrael is superior to the name Yaakov. We know that. So why was he called Yaakov? But in death he's called Yisrael. The other way around seems more reasonable. I think I said this during the Aliyah last Shabbos. The answer is that Yaakov indicates lowliness in the level of the heel, right? And therefore, it's connected to his life. But in the case of Yisrael, when he's after life, it's a whole other ballgame.
If Yaakov appears now and you give him an Aliyah, what are you going to call him?
We should probably call him Yisrael. Very good. You should probably call him Yisrael. But maybe you're still Yotzei. You called up the right guy. How about this? He's sitting at a wedding and you write a ksuba for him. Yeah. It sounds like you'd be Yotzei if you write either one. You probably need to write in a get. You'd need to write Yisrael. You probably need to write Yaakov the Miskari Yisrael. That's also called Yisrael or something. That's a good question. What would you write in the get? Rav Nissim Gwon quotes the Yerushalmi, who says that Avram's original name was given to him by his father, Terach. Yaakov's name was given to him by his father, Yitzchak. And Yitzchak's name was given to him directly by Hashem. Says no need to change it. You understand? No need to. Yitzchak, why didn't you have to change Yitzchak's? Yitzchak's was given by Hashem. You're not going to change the name Hashem gave him. Okay, so that's the difference. Rabbeinu Bechaye says that when Yitzchak excavated the wells his father dug up, he didn't give them any new names. He called them the names his father had given them. As a reward, his name wasn't changed either. His name kept the same, Yitzchak at that time. Okay, let's continue from there. Here I have a great from the what's it called Ravitcher Meyer Zilberstein on this same issue. L'chor tzarich be a Maya be'emes dafke til Yaakov ahadreka v'yesh lomer dehine Avram v'sara shekiblu tosefes os heilishmam. They got a letter. Hey, haynu shehela osam Hashem yisparach lamala b'chinas atik hanikri b'divik. She took him to a place called the Ancient One. It's a high level in Kabbalah. Hashem da atika v'kevin shealu l'madrega gavoa b'yoser. They never come down from it. Yaakov was kept always in this world. In this world, out of this world. In this world, sort of in a dangling line on a very mystical level. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara we go right to the end of the Amud here. Hayakorah b'Torah. Next parak, sorry. We have the next parak now. Finish the first parak. Hayakorah b'Torah v'yagia zman ha-mikra. One is reading in the Torah and it came time to say Kriya Shema. So if you suddenly divert your focus from just a guy reading Torah and have kavana, then you are Yotzei. Yotzei. This is the first discussion of kavana by mitzvahs. You have a little bit more on this, Amud. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have famous, by the way, Mishnah, be'emtza shom ne'mira. In the middle, you could greet someone out of fear and answer out of respect.
What about the Shema that we say every morning? We're talking only from the Torah.
No. He happens to be in the sections in the Torah that cover the Shema.
No, but we say in the Siddur, you are allowed to interrupt.
Interrupt what?
If someone, you're allowed to give greeting?
Yeah, so it's saying, shom ne'mira u'meshim me'kavad. These instances only. Out of fear, and out of respect, you could respond. Out of fear and out of respect.
Fear of what? That he might hurt you?
The guy's gonna hurt you, put you in jail or whatever it is. Obviously not fear of life, because then it doesn't need a limud for that. But that's just gonna make your life in real big trouble. Now, we don't really assume, the post can point out we may not assume like these, because everyone around us knows what's the score and what's the situation. People are holding when you say you're davening, but there's a little dispute about that. But back to the kavana issue. So Shema Mina says the Gemara right at the beginning, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Right, Shema Mina Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. So you have this element of Kavana. So you primarily have two Rambams on this subject. Both Rambams put together generate one of the most famous discussions in his Yad HaChazaka. And that's the first opinion of the Rambam is Hilchas Chametzu Matzah. The Rambam says that if one ate matzah without Kavana, like for example, Kafu Parsim, like if Parsim forced him to eat the matzah, he is Yotzei. He fulfilled his obligation. That Rambam seems to be clearly saying, mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. You don't need any kavana for mitzvahs. The second opinion of the Rambam is the Korban Asanel quotes famously, is the Hilcha Shofar one. Perek Beis Halacha Dalid. Rambam says if the listener has intent to be exempt from the Yotzei from the blower, and the Shofar blower does not have intent to exempt the listener, or vice versa, in both cases he's not going to be Yotzei until they both have intent. That sounds like mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. So what is the Rambam paskin? This is a world famous question. You could see it written up in the Sefer Maisa Choshev, in the second chapter. So the Rambam writes, the Kesef Mishnah, solving the Rambam, he quotes the Ran to solve the Rambam. Why? Because he says the Rambam's baseline assumption is mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. That's Rav Zeira's Shita and Shas. Nevertheless, the forced matzah case is different. Why didn't you need kavana by the forced matzah case? Because you had hanas garno. Your throat had hana. And since your throat had hana, it served as a substitute for the need for, it supplanted the need for kavana. You need some link with the Maisa Mitzvah. Here, since you had hana, you have some consciousness about the Maisa Mitzvah. Magen Mishnah suggests an answer to this Rambam riddle that he himself isn't so happy with. He says, maybe we could distinguish between two types of mitzvahs. Shofar entails merely listening. The act of listening is very passive. On the other hand, eating matzah is an active maisa mitzvah. The Magen Mishnah therefore says, maybe by Shema, that's why you need kavanah, it's so passive. You need something more than just sitting around. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishim Ashurim, there's great stuff on this. He says that, first of all, you have to understand that maybe this is just a Kriya Shema issue and not a Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana issue. He points out the fact that maybe we're talking about a Kabbalas Olmachu Shemayim issue. Yes, the Gemara uses the words about mitzvahs needing Kavana, Kavanas Alev, but the fact that this discussion is so centered around Kriya Shema, Rav Soloveitchik says, is really hovering around a critical issue of Kabbalas Olmachu Shemayim. It's like this. He quotes different Rishonim. We have now the Rashba with us, which is going to be great. One of my piles here is the Rashba. Here it is. So the Rashba says that the perish to Pasuk Rishon Kriya Shema boy Kavana, the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema needs a special Kavana. A kavana miyuchedes, a very particular kavana in the first phrase of Kriya Shema, says the Rosalvechik. V'nira denechleku. It seems like there's a machlokas here in the gedder of mitzvahs Kriya Shema. According to the Rashba and the Shita Mikubetzes, Kabbalas Olmachu Shemayim is part of the Etzem Maisa Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's integral to the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And if you're missing that Kabbalas Olmachu Shemayim, you don't have the Maisa Mitzvah of Kriya Shema at all. But according to the sheet of the Ramban, Mitzvah Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Amira, of reading psukim, like Hallel, Megillah, Kriya Shema. And there's no specific need for a Kabbalas Olmachu Shemayim aspect. The question is, according to the Rashba who needs Kabbalas Olmachu Shemayim, do you also need Kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah? Okay? We said you need Kabbalas Olmachu Shemayim. But now do you need Kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah? Like all other mitzvahs in the Torah who holds mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. What else does he add here? Venira chiluk din kavana b'kriya shema. According to those Tanayim, medin kavana lamandar mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Din kavana b'mitzvahs is as you have a kavana to be yotzei. The kavana we're talking about b'kriya shema, he says it again, is all malchus shemayim. What is complicated in this whole discussion, he goes through it, is you have to go through which part of the kriya shema here is deraisa and which part is derabanan. That whole machlokus we had at the beginning is going to make this a whopper discussion in terms of figuring out mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Rav Soloveitchik raises the same stira that I raised before about the chametz matzah and the shofar case.
But is Rabbanan, what is that to do with Rabbanan versus Deraisa?
Maybe there's different. Maybe by Deraisa you need Kavana, Rabbanan don't need Kavana. There's sheet to say the opposite. Deraisa is so severe that you don't even need, on a Deraisa level, you don't even have Kavana. Maybe it's a rabbinic requirement to have Kavana. It plays either way, you can play it. So he raises this question, the famous stira between the Rambam, and he claims his grandfather, Reb Chaim, held that the Shitas Rambam is that mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana. Mitzvahs don't need Kavana, right? Because it says in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, the Achol Matzah below Kavana, Yotze, right? When they force you, Yotze, right? And furthermore, it sounds like by shofar, this is great. His grandfather Reb Chaim says the beina kavana kedeshi itstarif v'yisyaches maiset takia l'shomea. You're trying to create a link between the listener and the blower to create the link, the symbiosis between them. That's kavana is going to work. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like it so much. You see, he raised some questions on it and tries a different answer. And then here goes Rav Soloveitchik in the true Rav Soloveitchik fashion: yeshlachkor biyisod din mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. We have to analyze what is this idea of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Is it a din in the kiyum of the mitzvah, right? And without kavana, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. It's how I do a kiyum in the mitzvah. Or it's a din in the maisa mitzvah. This enters into a realm that is famous in understanding the work of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. There's a difference in a mitzvah between the kiyum and the maisa mitzvah. The maisa are, what are the actions I need to do to fulfill this mitzvah? The kiyum is, what is the trigger that fulfills this mitzvah? What is the role of kavana in a mitzvah? Is the role of kavana just one of those details I need in a mitzvah? I need a bunch of things. It's one of the details. No, it's the actual kiyum, or the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So he says that's the chakira. Is it a din behavim mitzvah mitzvah and without kavan is that a mitzvah at all, or is it considered a in the kiyum?
You're still going to get credit. These are the mitzvah.
If you say it's part of the kiyum, if you say it's part of the mitzvah mitzvah and you missed on the kavan, you could say fine, you don't have the mitzvah in its entirety, but you're yotzei. But if you say it's part of the kiyum, without it, it's a body without a soul. It's nothing. You want to say based on the mitzvah? So Kli Chemda wants to make chilukim between Ben Adam L'Chaver and other places. He says Ben Adam L'Chaver doesn't need kavana. Just bottom line, just get it done. Bottom line, he argues. He brings one person and argues, get it done. Excellent. There's a great phone call. There's a great tshuva I have here in the Mishnah about asking out of fear and responding out of kavod. A person, Reuven, whose son is going to learn Torah in yeshiva, and he gave him food to eat. And after he goes, a shayla comes out about one of the lungs or whatever it is in the food. Is it mutter to call? And he's afraid that his son he's in the middle of davening. You're in the middle of Shema, and you're worried you gave me the sandwich last night that I'm having for breakfast. Wait a second, I might have given him the treif sandwich that I had at work. Can you call in the middle of the Kriya Shema to tell me to stop to eat the bird? When you can't wait, right? Can you? Is it mutter to latalif kol rega ol haben leechol ma'of? So the tshuva panim meira says someone who ate oaf, bird, and afterwards found one of the treifas in there, you don't need kapara on that which you ate by accident. So therefore, if it's his by accident, maybe you could say, I shouldn't violate the isser of calling in the middle of Shema. But the Chemda Shlomo says no. What? Well, he doesn't know I'm calling about. Phone's ringing. Can I call and tell him? Stop the chicken.
He's in the middle of Shmona Esrei.
No, the son is at home having the sandwich for breakfast.
Oh, okay.
And he remembered, oh, gosh.
So if you're in the middle of Shema and you interrupt yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Is that an isser? That's you may not be the kind of mitzvah, but it's not an isser.
Yeah, we said, also hafzik, this Mishnah said you can't answer. You're in the middle, right? It's a hefzik, right? You see, it's not just you didn't fulfill. It's a isser and hefzik. It's an isser and hefzik. He said, I brought this to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he answered me, based on Tosus in Yoma Yutesam Abeis. It says, V'dibarta bum, you shall speak them, below betfila, meaning nearly bum, shoel mipnei ayira. Bum is a special heter to ask out of fear and respond out of kavod, which doesn't apply by tefillah. That afilu melech shoel bishlomo yol lo yashivenu. Afilu nachash, even a snake is around your foot in Shmona Esrei, you don't stop. So according to that, so he says there's no isser at all be'emtza kriya shema, because it says v'dibar to bum, and if it's mutter to respond out of kavod, certainly it's mutter to stop the son from eating the treifa. But in the middle of Shmona Esrei, k'dei lo devo shev, what's right, ulei gam l'mishu, he says, he says that's tzarech. I'm not so sure you can call the guy to tell him there's more to say on that one. Let's say you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei and you realize, oh my gosh, I tuned out. I didn't say Kriya Shema at all. I didn't say Kriya Shema at all. Do I stop? Do I stop to do it? That's a separate question. What else is on this Amud? We have over here. Yeah, L'Rabbanan Kola Torah Kula B'Loshon HaKodesh Nemra. Torah was said in Hebrew. There's a lot to say in terms of what does it mean that Torah was given in Hebrew? What type of Hebrew? What font? Plenty to say on that. Also, Lo Yikre L'Mafreya. One should not read out of order because it's Vahayu. Right? It says Vahayu. It should be as is, the Shema. Right? And Sumcha says, Kol HaMarich Lo Be'echad. Whoever lengthens the word Echad, Marichin Lo Yamav Ushnosav. God lengthens his days. Amar Avach
for long life.
A lot in brachas, yeah. Shema Yisrael, okay. The Kriya Shema Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Chozer Vegamra. Okay, fine. We did that. We'll do that. And a person who's lying flat, Prakton, Lo Yikra Kriya Shema. You should not say Kriya Shema while you're lying down flat. What it said, but Rabbi Yochanan did it. Rabbi Yochanan was a balbasar. He was fat. He was able to. It's too hard for him to get up. And then we have the concept of the first time, Chasuri Mechsura, when a Mishnah is missing words. What do you do when a certain Mishnah is missing words? Okay, let's stop there for today.